it's going to be another Power Mini tweet. I just saw this tweet scrolling across my Twitter feed, and it's a quote from Brendan Francis. It says, "Many of our fears are tissue paper thin, and a single courageous step would carry us clear through them." This brings to mind an event I just recently attended. We were sitting there and they called it Breakthrough Day. I'm like, okay, Breakthrough Day. Not sure what that really means. Until, and you know, they really build up the drama, but I think your mind plays a big part in ensuring things seem way bigger than they actually are. Until he said, bring in the glass. I'm like, bring in the glass? What do you mean by bring in the glass? And there were teams of two bringing in these wooden boxes. They were like almost like sandboxes. They were about 5 feet in length by 2 feet in width. They had some balloons attached to them, so I guess that signifies fun. And of course, they amped up the drama even more by putting the microphones right next to these boxes. And yes, they poured buckets of broken glass into these wooden boxes. So everyone is there shuffling nervously in their seats, looking at each other. So he said, it's Breakthrough Day, and today you are going to walk on glass. And then they brought out these sheets that we should sign, the ones, you know, that say we won't sue you if anything happens to us, and who to contact in an emergency, and all of that. And there was this one particular individual sitting beside me. They were really excited about this opportunity, nervous excitement, because they had it the last time and they chickened out. They found that that was how they approached any major decision in life. They tend to chicken out. So this time, they decided they were going to do this no matter what negative self-talk their mind was telling them. What we have to realize is that the talk that you hear going on in your head, like, why are you doing this, or you're stupid, or those, you know, that little voice. I'm sure you know that little voice that goes on in your head. And that voice is only there for one reason: self-preservation. It's there to protect you. But sometimes it does its job too well, and you end up not doing things just because of the stories that's going on in your mind. And think back to an experience where you had this story going on in your mind, but you know you had to do this. And when you did it, it wasn't as bad as the story that was happening in your mind. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. We signed the sheets. They said that, of course, you can't do the walk unless you sign the sheet. I'm sure you're wondering, Alicia, did you go through with it? Of course I went through with it. This is my breakthrough day. So I walked up to the box with all this broken glass. And yes, it's glass. I felt it. It's sharp. And I actually still have the neck of one of the bottles that was broken to make that walkway of glass. One of the things that we're told was that you'll only get cut if you believe that you will get cut. And you'll only feel the pain if you believe that there will be pain. I think this is one of the most extreme things I have ever done in terms of overcoming the chatter in my mind and just going for it. So we're all there. You know, there's one person on each side to help guide you. And there's one person in front of you that you focus on. And you don't look down. Believe you me, I think if I looked down, I would have freaked out. And I did it. And it felt like walking on sand. Now, I'm not encouraging you to go and take a crate of bottles and make a walkway of glass and walk on glass. That's not what I'm telling you to do. Okay, so don't try this at home. I repeat, Do not go into the garage and take out those bottles and break them and try and walk on glass. Don't try this at home. However, if you're at an event and it is in an environment where they are prepared for this, then you can think about it. And whatever you decide, that's your personal decision. But remember, your mind is going to tell you everything to try and keep you out of the game. And one of the trainers made a very interesting point. Whatever your mind tells you whenever you're faced with something like this, this is the same thing that your mind tells you all the time. Just like that person who was sitting beside me saying that they chickened out and they found that that was how they were treating every major decision in their life, by chickening out. So I did it. And it was just like walking on sand at the beach. It was an amazing experience. Sometimes you're apprehensive about some tiny thing. I can't remember what it was. And I was returning. I was coming home from the event. And I sat down. And I was going through all this fear talk in my mind. And then it hit me like, wait a minute. How can you be afraid of this? And you just walked on glass. It's really something that makes you realize how much your mind tries and takes you out of things. So I hope you learned something today, that your mind is the biggest soap opera storyteller in the world. Amazing stories. And think about it, more than I would say 90% of the times those stories don't come through. So don't let your mind take you out of the game. Of course, I'm not going to leave you without a one-liner today. And it goes, sometimes I wrap myself in bows and I call myself gifted. And let me tell you, I am very gifted right now. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the show. You can send an email to alicia@ilivetoinspire.com. Have a wonderfully fabulous day.